Australia's fuel prices don't seem to be stabilising any time soon. Since the closure of all but two of Australia's oil refinery plants, there's been a great reliance on imported refined fuel. As the military presence of China has increased, the safety of our supply chains has been a major concern, according to a new report published in The Conversation this morning. Kate Sarp has this story.
The increased presence of the Chinese military in the South China Sea has sparked concern about the security of Australia's imported fuel supply chain. Economic strategists and maritime logistics experts have called for the Australian government to prepare for tanker blockages, and therefore a possible need to increase fuel prices. Associate Professor Owen Nguyen in Maritime Logistics Management from the University of Tasmania worked on the team of scholars conducting the supply chain research. I asked him why the need to respond to the presence of Chinese forces in the South China Sea has an increasing urgency.
Primarily because what we saw when we was doing the research on the maritime supply chain security issues in the South China Sea and East China Sea, but also because of the increasing security concerns of what we see is happening right now in Ukraine and around Taiwan. It's very important for Australia to be aware of the increasing risks to our country, to our security, and also as well as a measure to be prepared.
Shipments of refined oil from the Middle East, Malaysia, Brunei, Singapore and Vietnam are all potentially under threat. Dr. Adam Lockyer, Associate Professor in the Department of Security Studies and Criminology at Macquarie University, suggests China has been building its military presence in the South China Sea due to growing tensions with Taiwan.
The Chinese Navy has made great inroads into developing its surface capabilities. So this means in terms of frigates and destroyers, it's now a far more capable navy than it has been in previous decades. So it could use this blue water capability to intercept supply lines that travel through the South China Sea. Using the naval forces, however, provoke a response from regional powers and also the US Navy. So it could also use its Coast Guard and intercept seaborne trade under the guise of trying to search for, say, contraband or illegal goods, and this would interrupt trade as well.
I spoke with Dr. Vin Thai, Associate Professor at the School of Accounting, Information Systems and Supply Chain at RMIT, who also assisted in facilitating the research, about his recommendations as to the government's preparations for the future.
In my approach, it has always been a two-pronged approach. What I mean is, on the one hand, we would need to build up our own domestic capabilities. And on the other, we would need to diversify the sources of supply from overseas in terms of import. So when we come to, first of all, the diversification of the import sources, what that means specifically is that we would need, first of all, to identify the sources which are different from what we are currently sourcing from right now. 90% of our refined oils, for example, are coming from location mainly from go through the South China Sea, so Singapore, for example. I think it's a critical time now. The government would need to really look at whether or not there are any alternative sources coming from other regions of the world. And among those regions, probably we also need to go one step further to do a detailed mapping and identify what could be, you know, the destination which can be, in a way, reliable in the times of crisis.
Dr. Nguyen suggested we prepare for other supply chains to be affected as well.
You could expect similar effects on other supply chains. Maritime trade comprises of liquid bulk cargo, dry bulk cargo, and containerized cargo. And certainly containerized cargo, container exports to and from the Far East could be affected as well. We also have to take into account the interdependence between sectors. And therefore, if one sector, especially if fuel energy sector is affected, then other sectors will likely affected as well. Liquid fuel energy is critical to other sectors, for example, manufacturing, transport, and agriculture. So it is actually a quite complex issue indeed.
I asked Dr. Lockyer how serious the threat actually is.
At this stage, it's probably not at the point where we're going to see it in the near future. The conflict or the increasing Chinese pressure over Taiwan is a major concern for not just the Taiwanese, but for regional powers and the United States. So that's probably the main game. Whether or not that is going to evolve into an expanded operation where sea lanes of communication are interrupted, that's yet to be seen, but it's probably not in the immediate future because at this stage, the ongoing Chinese naval exercises around Taiwan are what most of the world are mostly concerned about.
Dr. Adam Lockyer, Senior Lecturer in Security Studies at Macquarie University, ending that report by Kate Sarp.